In this podcast interview, Cliff Sauron speaks to Chris Taylor, IT manager of Williams F1, about how the Formula One team is using telepresence to support its race efforts.
I guess, Chris, just to start, so you're the IT manager?
Yeah, IT manager here at Williams, yeah.
How long have you been doing that job?
I've been here for 12 years and I've been doing this job for about 6 years.
I mean, what does it involve being an IT manager on a Formula One team? Must be a pretty hectic life for you.
Yeah, it is. It's quite a busy environment. Obviously, we have to deliver and support IT services to the business. And we're an engineering company. Obviously, we're an F1 constructor. We design, build, assemble, and operate our own product, as it were. Not only are we the constructor, but we're also the race team.
I guess there's a lot of computer-aided engineering and things like that. What about the sort of technology that we're using here, telepresence?
Yeah, so I think traditionally we've had sort of the basic video conferencing, lots of collaboration tools, communication tools, but now this is obviously a new generation for us, and we've started with telepresence since probably the Monaco Grand Prix this year, which is the first time we've used it. We tested it in Barcelona, the race before that, but as I say, it's all quite new to us.
How is telepresence helping the team at the moment?
As you can imagine, travel is a huge part of our business. Travelling to 18, 19 different countries every year. So the implications on the business are huge, really, in terms of not only cost, but people who need to do the job. A lot of people need to be in two places at once sometimes. So, for example, the CEO often has to visit race events to meet people out there, whether it be sponsors or whether it's part of the team. But at the same time, he needs to be able to do his job here and communicate with people back in the factory, whether it's myself or whether it's people in accounts or whether it's people in design. And we're starting to now see there's a demand for this level of communication, so people can communicate at that level, whether it's a CEO, whether it's engineers. Engineers have started to use it to be able to communicate with engineers back in the factory. Just outside this room we have what we call a telemetry room, but in essence it's actually a communications room where engineers can monitor the sort of systems on the car, so data that's come back from the car when it's been around the track. So there's opportunities for those guys now to communicate directly with the people trackside and discuss things like we are now, as opposed to a telephone call or radio call or whatever really.
So I've just realised you're actually in it's Williams HQ then at the moment.
Yeah, in the Williams factory. So this is on the third floor of the main office block.
Yeah.
And here at the HQ, as I say, we do everything: design, manufacture. We've got marketing just down the corridor. We've got accounts. Frank Williams is just around the corner from here. And this is on this top floor. This is where the engineers monitor the telemetry data that comes back from trackside via the AT&T network on a race weekend. So we've conveniently placed this system right next to where the engineers are working.
What would you be using the telepresence for during the races?
A number of things, really. As I say, because we've got executives, we've got marketing people who are at the track, they can communicate with people back here. Engineers can use it to communicate to their colleagues to discuss whether there's issues or I'm not sure about strategy, but just generally sort of how the weekend went, debriefs and things like that. So there's a lot of communication that goes on central to the group at the track that isn't sort of fed back in real time. So hopefully we can surface some of that information more to people back here. One driver for that really is the resource restrictions agreement between all the Formula One teams. So now we're able to take less people to the track, and this is all about cost savings going forward in Formula One. I'm sure you've heard about a lot of the politics that have been flying around regarding debates between Formula One teams and the FIA in terms of how we can agree to reduce costs. And everybody obviously appreciates that taking a lot of people to each event costs a lot of money in flights and hotels and transport and logistics. So the resource restrictions are in place to reduce the number of people. It's only 45 people that you'd be able to take to an event. technical people. So as that, as there's a squeeze on those numbers, then this opens up an opportunity for us to be able to maintain communications while we've got those restrictions in place.
There's a lot of real-time data, telemetry data, captured and sent across, and also, I guess, data that's batched up and processed at a later date. Can you tell me a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, so essentially the data that comes off the car is known as telemetry data, but there's a data logger on the car, and that's really logging data channels from various sources, so anything to do with loads on the car, speed, temperatures. And I guess, you know, you could divide that into a couple of sort of classes, really. Class of data for sort of safety critical or reliability. So if something's going to break or if something's going to cause a problem with the car during running, and we need to know about it as soon as we can so we can hopefully do something about it. But also, as you said, you know, data that's sort of backed up and used late, at a later date. So the engineers use that, that information goes back into design and analysis so they can sort of validate the work in terms of designing the car and whatever type of analysis they've been running. So whether it's aerodynamic loads or whether it's static loads on the suspension or various areas around the car. So in terms of the shorter time then during a race event, obviously, as I said, that's sort of safety critical and reliability critical and monitoring of the car during that event, that data comes back via a microwave link while the car is going around the track, or we can obtain that data when the car comes back into the garage. It's connected to an IP network, and the data is then downloaded onto our file store in the garage, and then the engineers can then get access to that data and then view those channels of information.
Does any of that data get sent in real time across to the head office here?
Yeah, so it's kind of staged. It's not, there's two scenarios actually. More traditionally, the method is to take those data sets that are on the file store at the track and then transfer them, whether it's FTP or whether it's a block level replication between storage systems. That is the traditional way. And going back to pre-AT&T days, we were using either ISDN or broadband, and a typical data set would be about 100 megs in size, and that would take over an hour to transfer back to the factory. Now, that 100 meg data set can be transferred in less than a minute. So that just shows you over the last few years how much we've improved the network speeds. And not only that, but we've also improved reliability. So back to the old days again, where you've got ISDN or broadband and various different suppliers involved, and if you think about all the different countries that we go to and they all provide their own point solutions, now we have a global solution provided by AT&T. So everything's more supported, more reliable, faster. We can now depend on that network to run services back to the UK that we traditionally have taken to the trackside. So you mentioned about real-time telemetry. In fact, we can now have a remote view of the engineers' computers at the track in the garage back here. So rather than sending some of those data sets back, we can actually just sit here in our office and view the telemetry in the garage. Quite a big step forward. And now we've started to think, right, such is the quality and the speed of the network and the reliability, we can actually, rather than taking some of these services trackside, we can actually host them here and run them direct from here.